This is Armando. In this particular demonstration, we are going to unbox and hopefully set up a Samsung Galaxy S5 from Verizon. I decided to go with the S5 because of the fact that I wanted to try something new, and honestly, my iPhone was pretty much going out. So, therefore, we are going to do the Samsung S5 unboxing. FedEx just came in. They dropped off the package. I took the phone out of the box. Just wanted to see what all came with it. But it comes with a phone. It comes with a little bag, I guess, to put the phone in, your old phone, whatever. And it comes with like a manual. I think it's like instructions or whatever. So without further ado, let's get this going. So I have the box in my hand. We are going to open it up. And to open this box, we need to pull the sleeve away from me, because it has one of those Samsung sleeves. Oh, it goes towards me. Sorry. Not away from me. So we put this to the side, and we slowly lift up the box, or the lid. And looky here, we have the Samsung Galaxy S5. So we'll set this to the side. Let's keep on digging into the box. So in the box, we have like a little tab type thing that lifts up for a second compartment. And if I can figure out how to do this. Okay, here we go. We lift up from the tab. We separate it because this is the cradle where the phone sits. And we stick our finger in one of the edges and we lift up on the box some more. So here we have, I would say it's a list of like Verizon stuff, Samsung stuff. So yeah, these are like all warranties and instructions, getting to know your phone, you name it. We dig in here, we have our earbuds with extra earphones that Samsung likes to send us. Put that to the side. We have a USB cable, and from what I've heard on the video, it's a USB 3.0, and it also serves as your power port. We have the power plug to plug in your phone to the wall wart. And we have our battery. It is, I guess, a 2800 milliamp battery. So we'll put these back in here. Here we have our phone. We're gonna take the nice wrapping off. Verizon offered it to me in two different colors, so I decided to go with the white since I got tired of the black. So if you have a phone in your hand, on the top right you have your headphone jack. Going down the edge to the right you have a power button. Then we trail down, and on the bottom you have your USB 3.0 syncing port and charging port. We turn to the left, we have our volume up and volume down. Up top on the left we have, which is a cool feature I like, a infrared port for the remote app, so that you're able to pretty much control, I guess, your remote. You can control your TV and whatnot. And in the back we have our camera and our heart sensing monitor and whatnot. I believe they said that the battery goes in the back, so I have to figure out how to open the battery tray so that I'm able to in turn insert the battery. So I had a little bit of a technical difficulty. Apparently, because of my excitement, what I forgot to do was call Verizon to tell them that I wanted to activate my new Samsung Galaxy S5. So therefore, it was taking forever to activate. But needless to say, you gotta remember to call your service provider, whether it's Verizon, whether it's AT&T or whoever, whatever their protocol is, to make sure that you want to activate that phone before it allows you to power it up and fully activate it. So I already went through that, and I hit the next button, and now it's asking me if I want to do the Verizon Cloud, which is basically like a service backup, which I don't want to, so I'm going to find either a no thanks or a cancel button.
Your content can be new to Verizon by tapping next, skip.
Oh, the skip button, that is.
Set up wizard, 2/4, just so you know, 3. If you skip cloud setup, your contacts,
yes,
also, you can,
I want to skip it.
I tap not now. Set up cloud.
Not now.
Email accounts. Set up 3/4. Email set corporate. Yahoo. AO.
Asking me if I want to set up an email.
Others. Mutton 6. Gmail set back. Skip.
I want to skip it for now.
Got Google? Do you have a Google account? Yes. Nope.
Yes, I do, but I don't want
to. Type email and sign in. Edit box. Edit back. Next button. Disabled. More options.
More options?
One item. Browser sign in. While in an application, you can do not show again checkbox. Do not help button. Okay button. Recent apps. No recent apps. Task manager button. Alert leaving setup wizard. Are you sure you want to leave the setup wizard? If leaving setup wizard. Are you sure you want to leave the setup wizard? Leave setup button. Alert leave setup wizard. You can always finish setup later by going to apps. Setup wizard. Okay. Leave set. You can. Okay, but setup wizard. Alert, please wait. Home screen.
And there we go. I was able to skip a lot of that stuff because I wanted to configure the accessibility and whatnot at a later date. But this is the unboxing and setup of my Galaxy S5 in another subsequent podcast. I will hopefully cover some of the accessibility features you would want to change, so that you are able to, in turn, be as successful as I am using your Android phone. One thing that the recording did not pick up, and apparently it was my error because of the fact that I didn't hit the record button, was when you first power up the phone, I thought that the triple click home key would essentially turn on TalkBack, but that wasn't the case. So in order to turn on TalkBack, you want to spread your fingers on the screen, hold them like towards the center of the screen, but separate. Don't put your fingers together. Wait till TalkBack comes up. Keep your fingers on there until you hear the accessibility preferences come up. If you have any questions regarding my podcast, my contact information is to follow. To contact Armando Maldonado, the email address is armando.maldonado0767@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.